Hi, it's Kate, the creative producer here at Junction, and I'm here with Laura Mugridge. Hello.
Hello.
Laura just popped in for a cup of tea, and we've been talking quite a bit about Joni, and Joni is your camper van.
She is, yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about Joni?
Well, my husband and I asked for contributions to a camper van fund when we got married. That was a couple of years ago. Actually, it was 2 years ago on Easter Monday, and because everyone was so generous, it meant that we could buy Joni, which is really exciting. Which means we still don't have like any proper cutlery or towels,
don't need it,
like normal.
Camper.
Yeah, that's we don't need to be in our house anymore.
No.
So we've had her for a couple of years, and an idea started to form about doing, because I do stand up normally, doing stand up in an intimate setting where the lights and the stage and all those sort of trappings of comedy were taken away. How that works in an intimate setting, and we thought that Joni might be a great space to do it in. And I know most normal people would just buy a camper van and then go on holiday, but I go, why not write a really difficult show about it?
But it wasn't a difficult show. It's done so well, hasn't it?
It's been really overwhelming, actually, because it's such a personal show and it's so autobiographical that, you know, people say, oh, if people don't like it, it's not personal. But this particular one, I thought, it really felt like it would be if people didn't like it, because there's so much of me in there, and obviously there's dramatic license, but it is a really truthful show, because I kind of believe in having a base in truth, even if it's in stand-up. All my stand-up is things that have really happened to me, and I find that telling those stories is just hearing about normal things is really interesting, I think.
Yeah, I think there's something about authenticity, and one of the things that we were saying earlier, actually, which I found really interesting, is the fact that you continue to develop the show as well since Edinburgh.
Yeah, it was a very sort of circular story from Edinburgh 2009 to 2010, and then when the tour was being booked, it felt like a great opportunity to update it and keep it really real and in the present. So there's a lot of sort of PS moments and kind of, so this is how it was in Edinburgh last year, and here's the things that have happened since then. And so Joni's been all the way around the Highlands, like between leaving London to go to Edinburgh and getting back last August, September. She went 2,000 miles around the Highlands, and you can wild camp up there. So we just headed off into the wilderness after Edinburgh, and that's become part of the show now, because it's really important it felt important to me to keep it really up to date.
Yeah.
So it's still the structure of the show is still the same, but there are now developments of the story for both Joni and for me as well.
That sounds fantastic. And the lighting as well, you've been doing bits and pieces with lighting inside.
I'm so excited about the lighting. So in Edinburgh, it was all performed in the day.
Yeah.
So we just had a table lamp, really. And then I performed it once in the evening in October, and I was like, it's really dark in here, and the shadows were all strange, and it didn't create the atmosphere that I wanted. But I was always really keen on keeping Joni as we wanted her. So she's not a show van. She is our van that happens to be a show in. But we know someone who specialises in tiny lighting, so really tiny spaces. So she's made just little tiny lights in cupboards and over pictures and coming out of little shelves. And
that's something you operate, isn't it, throughout the show?
Yeah, everything's completely self-sufficient for me. So that's like new stuff for me to learn, which is a bit more of a challenge for me, like knowing which combination of lights is the best for which section.
But absolutely.
It feels really magical in there. I think VWs have especially the kind of the older ones, just have a real sense of this childhood magic, and that's why people like spending time in them. And I never get, it just hasn't worn off at all. Every time I get in there, I get really excited and really happy.
I don't think it ever does, actually.
No, it's something about climbing into like a little den.
Home.
Yeah, little, I just like opening all the cupboards and the drawers and
the storage and the things that you can make.
I know. Unexpected tables coming out. Yeah. Things. Always a treat.
All the decor and all the things you can do to it. And how about it's such an intimate piece, and there's five audience members at a time, and they all have quite a key role to play in the work, don't they?